So for the teaching, I chose Lungpo Liam because just living with Lungpo Liam, I always thought he was a throwback to a previous age, like the older Krupa Ajahns, and he made me think of Ajahn Sao. I had heard in a story of Ajahn Sao, he liked to build things and putter around the monastery, fixing things and whatnot, and that Lungpo Liam very much has that temperament as well. And he's also one of the few senior Wat Phapong monks, the only one I can think of who doesn't own a personal cell phone. So he's very much a throwback to a previous age.